This is Akashvani, the news read by Sing Bia Hui. Hectic parleys are underway in New Delhi ahead of the formation of the new government at the centre, as the National Democratic Alliance gears up to form the government. An NDA parliamentary party meeting will be held in the national capital tomorrow. Newly elected members of parliament of the BJP, Telugu Desam Party, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Shiv Sena Shinde faction, Janata Dal Secular and other constituent parties of NDA will attend the meeting. Meanwhile, leaders of the BJP and JDU are holding separate meetings in Delhi. Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Nepal's government spokesperson Rekha Sharma made the announcement after a cabinet meeting today. During a telephone conversation, Prime Minister Dahal extended his best wishes to Prime Minister Modi on NDA's victory in the Lok Sabha elections. INDIA bloc leaders held multiple meetings in the national capital today to chalk out further strategies after the Lok Sabha poll results. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadha held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut. In Odisha, the race for the first BJP chief minister is heating up with at least half a dozen names during the rounds. Party leaders from the state, including all the 20 new elected members of parliament, are camping in New Delhi and are likely to meet the central leaders tomorrow on the issue. The central BJP leadership will take the opinion of the MPs and other leaders before taking a final call on the name of the new chief minister of Odisha in the parliamentary board meeting. The Election Commission today lifted the model code of conduct following the announcement of results of Lok Sabha polls. The model code of conduct had come into force on the 16th of March with the announcement of Lok Sabha polls. However, the model code of conduct is still in force in graduates and teachers' constituencies of Karnataka, Maharashtra and Telangana due to biennial or by-elections to the Legislative Council from graduates and teachers' constituencies. The Union Health Ministry held a review meeting today with states and union territories on preparedness on heatwave and measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. The meeting, held virtually by Director General of Health Services, Dr. Atul Goyal, also discussed fire and electrical safety measures adopted by various healthcare facilities across the country. During the meeting, it was informed that the high-level officials of all states and union territories are monitoring the situation stringently. They have established an emergency response plan with standard operating procedures for evacuating patients, staff and visitors in the untoward event of a fire. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of Central Arabian Sea, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, most parts of Bay of Bengal. Speaking to Akashvani News, the head of India Meteorological Department, IMD in Pune, K.S. Hosalikar, said, light to moderate rainfall is likely over these regions during the next 5 days. The IMD has also issued an orange alert for thunderstorms and moderate rain in several districts of Maharashtra, including Thane, Raigarh, Pune, Satara, Solapur, Bid, Ahmednagar districts for today. Widespread rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning is also likely over northeast region, West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 days. Rainfall and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over northwest India till tomorrow. In shooting, Sarabjot Singh clinched the gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol event at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany today. He won the first medal for India in the tournament. The 22-year-old Indian defeated Wu Shuaihang of China in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.